Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson number 32, I have invented the world I see. Let's imagine that we are standing in front of a painting. Only the painting we're looking at is very ugly. It has very dark colors, and the people in the painting are very sad and distraught, and perhaps even poor or undernourished. Whatever we see in this painting is beginning to really annoy us. In fact, we really want the painting to go away. And we go to prayer and we say, "Dear God, please take this painting and get it out of my room. I no longer want to see this painting." And this is what many people do in traditional prayer, is they ask God to take the picture away, fix the picture, make it more beautiful. And what A Course in Miracles is teaching us today is that we have invented the world we see. The painting we are looking at, which I call the ugly picture, we put it there. That with our own thoughts that we use as paintbrushes, we have painted our thoughts onto this canvas, and now we are becoming very unsettled and unhappy with the painting. So today we are first asked to acknowledge that we are the painters of our painting. We are the inventors of the world we see. And now it's not up to us to take pink paint or happy colors and throw them over the top of the painting, because anyone knows that it would just turn into a bigger mess. It would not turn out well. What we are asked to do is to first take responsibility. We are the painter of the painting. We are the dreamer of the dream. And now we are in a wonderful position for change to occur. Because we can, instead of asking God to take our painting and change it, we are going to turn over our paint brushes, which are our thoughts. We're going to turn those over to the Holy Spirit, and we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us how to co-create with God, teach us how to become master painters, so that every masterpiece we create is truly representative of the happiness that God wills for us. We're going to raise up our expectations, we're going to turn over our paint brushes, and we are going to be happy learners today. We're going to leave a space for the Holy Spirit to guide our every thought, word, action, and behavior. And we're going to learn how to paint with God instead of away from or in denial of the Creator. Today we leave that space and we say, "Dear God, please take my thoughts and heal them, my paint brushes. Let them be replaced with the happy and beautiful colors that would show me a life of such greatness, fulfillment, and abundance and health. I am willing to see everything differently. Please take this from me. Everything that I am holding on to that is producing this ugly picture in front of me, I am willing to give it all to you and let it be used for my happiness, my freedom, and my well-being. I am willing to know that there is no order of difficulty in miracles. That whatever I see on this painting, it doesn't matter how big or complex it has become. God's will is my happiness. Today I align with what is true instead of with what is false. And in my alignment, I receive the miracles that God has for me. And I accept only what He has given, and I let the rest go. That I once again can learn to paint with God the happiest life that I could imagine, that is His will for me. Amen."